Long dialogue. Skill 2. Child care on campus. Listen to part of a conversation between two students.
Hi, Ross.
Hi, Sally.
Are you still working at the child care center on campus?
Yes, I am. Am I correct in assuming you will soon need child care?
Yes, I'm expecting a baby in June, and I plan to go back to school full-time in September. Would you mind giving me some information on daycare centers?
Sure. We actually have 3 different child care centers. One on the north side on University Avenue. It takes children from 8 weeks to 12 years of age. One on Cornerbrook Road. It just takes infants from 8 weeks to under 3 years of age. And the one where I work on Regent Hill. We are the largest with 85 children up to the age of 12. If you want to get into the one on Cornerbrook Road, I would apply to their waitlist immediately if I were you. It is probably best for infants.
Do all the daycares have the same philosophy?
Yes. We are all part of the same organization. We believe that parents and staff are partners in providing a safe, reliable, and appropriate environment for children. We believe in learning through active play and in creating a very caring, fun environment. All child care workers have at least completed a 2-year diploma and are licensed by the state.
What is the ratio of staff to children?
For children under 2, there is 1 staff for 4 children.
That is good. How many babies are there at the Cornerbrook Road facility?
They have capacity for 24.
Would it be the same staff member looking after my child, or do they rotate?
For infants, we try to keep the same care worker so that a bond can develop.
That is good to know. What is the cost of the program?
Parents contract for a set number of hours each week. Monthly fees are based on student, staff, faculty status, income, and sometimes family size. You said you were going back to work full-time, so a monthly contract would probably work best for you. It is also possible to contract for a set number of hours at a set time each week. This hourly contract stands from the first day of one semester to the first day of the next semester.
Do you think I will be able to get my baby in?
Infant care is fairly hard to get. An opening is created when a child leaves a center. This is usually at the end of a term. Also, some children move on to preschool or transfer to other facilities because of their ages, or just a change in their parents' circumstances. I would think if you applied immediately, you would have about a 50-50 chance of getting in.
Do I have to apply at all 3 centers?
No, just 1 application which you can take to any of the centers. There is a place to state your preference for which facility you would like.
When will I know if my baby will get in?
You should be notified the first week of July. That is assuming you want daycare beginning for the September term.
Yes, that is right. What time do the care centers open and close?
They open at 7:30 a.m. and close at 6 p.m. They are closed for all 8 statutory holidays. Regent Hill has a drop-in center on Saturday and Sundays from 9 until 5 that provides babysitting services by the hour. This must be booked at least 7 days in advance.
That is a good idea. My husband is out of town a lot, so I may need time on the weekends to study near exam time.
Your husband is not a student?
No, he works in the entertainment industry as a sound man. That is why he's frequently away. Where can I get an application?
You can go to any of the centers and pick one up or download the form from our website. Here is my card. If you go to our site, you can learn about our mission statement and philosophy, in addition to getting more details on information that we may not have discussed.
Thanks, Ross. You have been a great help.
It is an exciting time expecting a new baby. All the best to you.
Now get ready to answer the questions. You may use your notes to help you answer. Number 1. How many child care centers are on campus? Number 2. Which of the following is not included in the philosophy of the child care of the university? Number 3. According to the conversation, which of the following is not true?